Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. One of my favorite science fiction movies is The Matrix, which was released about a decade ago and was followed with a couple of sequels to form a trilogy. And in the original movie, sentient machines take over the world, and they use human beings as their power source, kind of like batteries. And the people live in a seemingly normal world, but it's really a computer-generated illusion called the Matrix. In reality, they're unconscious, in a sleep-like state. They are slaves hooked up to machines to harvest their bioenergy. The main character, Neo, is awakened by people who are fighting the machine rulers. He's called out of his slavery to the Matrix so that he can save the real world. He and his companions then voluntarily go back into the Matrix in order to destroy it. Neo has to return to the world of slavery in order to save the real world. The machines controlling the Matrix, of course, try to kill him. It even appears that they have succeeded. But in the end, Neo is resurrected and wins this battle. He lives on to continue the war in the second and third movies. Now, The Matrix is just a movie, but it can be used as an analogy of the gospel and of our Lord Jesus coming into this world. The Word of God gives us the real truth. Jesus voluntarily came into this world of slavery in order to save it. The world, of course, wanted to kill him, and the first threat to his young life came from King Herod. In order to protect his son from death, God the Father sent Jesus into Egypt, into a land that to the Jews meant slavery. God then called Jesus, his only begotten son, out of Egypt in order ultimately to save the world from the slavery to sin. We, you and I, were once in Egypt too. We were born into a fallen world and were slaves to sin. God has also called us out of this world, this land of slavery, this Egypt, that we might be his servants and live for him in righteousness and truth. As our gospel reading from Matthew 2 for this morning tells us, the Heavenly Father called his son Jesus out of Egypt. Matthew quotes the Old Testament prophet Hosea to show that Jesus is the fulfillment of the scriptures. Jesus' flight to Egypt is clearly a fulfillment of Israel's prophetic journey that took place many centuries before. When the Israelites first went into Egypt, they were not slaves. God, through Joseph, prepared Egypt for the famine, and the Pharaoh invited the Israelites to come and live there. God delivered his chosen people from starvation by sending them into Egypt. But years passed after the death of that Pharaoh, and there rose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph, and they grew greatly in number, and they were made into slaves. But at the right time, God raised up Moses to deliver them from Egypt by leading them through the Red Sea into the Promised Land. Now, Egypt for Jesus can be seen in two ways. God the Father sent his Son into the literal land of Egypt, a place of slavery for the Israelites, in order to protect him from death at the hands of another king who would kill the innocent babies in Bethlehem. Jesus' true Egypt, however, wasn't a geographical country. He was born into Egypt, that is, born into this sinful earth, born into this fallen world where you and I were born. It wasn't always that way. When Adam and Eve were first in the Garden of Eden, they lived in a land of complete freedom. But Satan made them think that they were slaves. And when they fell into sin, they did become slaves. Just as the Israelites went into Egypt free and came out slaves, Adam and Eve were created free and became slaves. We, you and I, are also born into this land of slavery to sin. Our Egypt is this fallen world. From birth, we live like slaves here, doing the bidding of our sinful nature. But God called the Israelites out of their land of slavery and into the promised land. The enemy who was keeping them in bondage was drowned in the waters of the Red Sea. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt, but God set them free and brought them into a land of their own. Jesus didn't stay in Egypt either. The Father called his Son out of Egypt. While Israel came out of Egypt as a free nation, Jesus returned to Israel's promised land only to fulfill his work as a slave. He actually faced even greater danger in the land of Israel. There was the immediate threat of Herod's successor, Archelaus. But much worse, there would be the final consequences of slavery under the law, which he accepted. Our sinless Savior willingly became a sacrifice for our sin. That meant paying the ultimate price for all sin. Satan thought he had defeated Jesus when Jesus suffered and died on the cross. What the devil didn't see was that Jesus' death was really the Red Sea rushing in on him. Our Heavenly Father has also called us out of Egypt. Through the suffering, death, and resurrection of his Son, we are set free. When the waters of holy baptism washed over our heads, it was like the Red Sea drowning Pharaoh and his army. God lifted us up out of the water and brought us into his freedom. He now tells us, "I have called you to be my child. Have no fear. You are free." Now, sin will continue to plague us, believers, but it no longer can enslave us. This earthly life is a reminder that we still live in Egypt. We still live in a fallen world. As long as we have this old sinful flesh on us, we're going to have sin in our lives. But there's hope. In baptism and through faith, God calls us to be his children and drowns our enemies. He enables us to live as his people in this world. One day, this same God will call each of us out of Egypt permanently. Someday we'll all leave this fallen world where sin tries to make us slaves again. The Israelites saw Egypt as a place of slavery. God called them out of Egypt and into the promised land. Joseph took a child to Egypt to protect him from Herod. That child is the same Jesus who would free us from the slavery to sin. God called his Son out of Egypt so that he could lead us out of the greater Egypt, of sin. We, you and I, have been called out of Egypt. Jesus Christ has paid the price for our sin. He has set us free. Now, to be sure, sin still tries to drag us off into slavery. But that's why we come to a place like this, to gather together, to hear God's word and receive his sacrament, to be reminded once again that Jesus has indeed set us free. Then one day our Father will call each of us out of this fallen world of Egypt to live with him in the promised land we call heaven. Meanwhile, the Lord gives us his Holy Spirit to help us live the way he wants us to live and to have victory over the power of sin in our lives. So may God grant this to each of us for Jesus' sake. Amen. And may that peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.